I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.
Yes, we are living our purpose every single day. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to all of you. If you are familiar with Purpose Talk Radio, you know that that is exactly the mission of this show, fulfilling our own destiny every single day. I welcome you. I am your host, Cindy Freeman. If I didn't say that, if I did, well, it's nice repetition. Today, we are going to be talking to Shar Pagniak, Linda Ledbetter, and one of his students, Deja, from Horizon for Girls. And they will be talking about giving teenage girls a purpose while finding their own. And I'll bring them on in a little bit for you. If you'd like to participate in our discussion, there are a couple of ways that you can do it today. One, the Blog Talk Radio chat room is open. So if you are on a computer and listening to the show that way, scroll down to the very bottom of the screen for this show, and you will find a chat room. The other is shortly I will be pinning a post to our Facebook group, which is Purpose Talk Radio Conversations. And there I try to post some of the most pertinent things that are said during the show, or we go back during the week and post some other things that might resonate. Anyone that might be listening to this show on archives, please do come over to our Facebook page, Purpose Talk Radio Conversations, and comment on anything that resonated with you from the show. I also ask our guests to go back there during the week and see if there's anything, any questions, any comments that they can make over there. So the other way, of course, is by calling us or Skyping in. Our phone number is 347-205-9074. And if you call in on the phone, or if you are on Skype and would like to talk to our guests, please press 1, and then we'll know that you are in our queue to speak to us. If you're just sitting on the phone, I may check with you just to be sure that you're just listening, so don't be surprised if you do hear my voice coming in off the show to ask you that. If you are interested in being a guest on our show, as I said, if you are living your purpose, you know how you got there, you know how you came to know what your purpose is, and would like to share something with our listening audiences, please do get a hold of me through our website, which is PurposeTalkRadio.com. Of course, PurposeTalkRadio.com. You can email me directly by going to PurposeTalkRadio.com. Or Cindy at PurposeTalkRadio.com, or you can go through the Facebook group or the Facebook page, which is, of course, Purpose Talk Radio. And let's see, what other information would I like to share with you? We are in, of course, Positive News Month, which is July, and I did speak about that on our show last week. And I'd like to end our show this week with the Positive News Day theme song again, so you can all hear that. The song that you did hear at the opening of the show, though, is called I Am Who I Am. It is by the group True Trinity, which includes Julian Clark, Rachel Martinez, and myself. And you can find them at TrueTrinity.com. Okay, then. I think I would like to bring in our guests. I think I've touched on all the housekeeping information. If I miss something, I'm sure I'll cover it a little bit later. So at this point, I would like to welcome to the show Shar Pagniak, Linda Ledbetter, and Deja, who is a student with the organization, or call a student at this point. So we will not, since she is a minor, not give her last name. Welcome, ladies.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon.
Hi.
Hi. Okay. And we may end up, unless I'm addressing you directly, you may have to say who's talking at some point, but we'll see. You know, if we do individual questions or if as a group you answer things, just be sure we identify who's speaking. So let's see here. I'll get into part of this a little bit later, but I have known Char, we're trying to figure it out, man, probably 25, 30 years, somewhere along the way. We met in an organization called the Business and Professional Women, and like I said, we will talk a little bit about that later and the importance of those kinds of organizations and those kinds of things as, you know, people develop their professional and personal skills. And let's see, other than that, I know Char has been in many nonprofit and corporate opportunities through her life. And suddenly, I'm sorry, I'm not finding the bio, so I'll have to jump online here. It usually is sitting up in front of me, and at the moment, for some unknown reason, it was not. Anyway, so I will pull that up in a little bit. But, ladies, where are you located at this point?
We're located in Sheboygan County. We work with students right now. Most of them are either students in the Sheboygan School District or the Plymouth School District.
Okay. And what the organization that we're going to be talking about is Horizons for Girls, correct?
Correct.
When you say you work with school districts, and these are girls that are considered, quote-unquote, at risk of not graduating, not having a career, correct?
Correct. And that at risk can be caused by a wide range of risk factors. But what we try to do is really help those girls navigate and get through those issues, those challenges that they have in their life, so that they can reach their full potential.
Okay. And I guess the question that I normally start with, and I'm going to do this a little bit backwards, I guess. The question that I normally start with people is, what has brought you, Char, you created this organization, you founded it. What brought you to an understanding or knowledge that this was your purpose in life at this time?
The time that you and I knew each other, for many years I worked in the corporate world. I worked in radio and finally said, okay, I think I've had enough of working in the corporate world and stepped into the nonprofit sector. That included the Literacy Council, the Children's Museum, the Military Heritage Museum, and I finally said, okay, I know I want to help others, and I know that I want to design a program that's going to do what I think is the most powerful thing for the young people, and that's providing mentors for the young girls that we work with.
Okay. And how did you come to realize working with, like you said, young girls at this point? Was there an experience in your life that brought you to that understanding, or, you know, was there something in your family life that brought that on?
A little bit of history, personal history for myself. 43 years ago, I was a teenage mother. I was a senior in high school. I discovered I was pregnant, and once I made that clear to my parents and to the school, I was not allowed to stay in school. But all through that, there were a variety of people that were helping me continue to succeed. Because I grew up in Plymouth, a very small community, everybody knows everybody, and if I stepped into the corner drugstore or the appliance store, those business owners knew who I was. They would ask how my parents were. They would ask how I was doing in school. It was that whole concept of it takes a village to raise a child, very much so. I mean, it takes a lot of different people supporting each individual student. I have that, and for that reason, I was able to follow through with what I thought was going to be my career I was going to retire from, which was radio. But then again, from there, I moved into nonprofit.
Okay. And, you know, what I know from your bio is that essentially it was 22 years in radio broadcasting, including management, corporate takeovers, 35 years in various leadership roles, including nonprofits, local, state, national experience even. You know, several organizations where you had leadership roles, other exceptional skills in communication, like I said, leadership, that management type stuff. And I know, you know, you say that part of your strength is taking initiative to get things done when they need to be done, strategic planning for for-profit and nonprofit settings, being a connector of people and resources to accomplish these goals, and working with a wide and diverse population in many of these people, in many of these levels, and, of course, yourself being a lifelong learner. You know, so that makes sense that you want to make sure that these girls continue their education and that they find a way to graduate and do what they want to do as well, because you've had that opportunity. So it's great to, you know, make that connection. And, you know, I don't live in that area, but, you know, like you said, I know it's a fairly, there are small, a lot of small communities out there. And, you know, right, if something goes wrong, you know, somebody gets in trouble, the next door neighbor is going to know and probably tell your parents before you even get home. In some cases, you know, luckily I didn't grow up in quite that small of a community. You know, but it's good that, you know, too, that hopefully with your organization that as well as the girls find good things that they are able to accomplish, that that neighbor gets that stuff back to their mom and dad or back to their parents or whoever they might be living with to share that good experience as well. So hopefully that's part of their experience there.
Well, and we, you know, we enjoy taking every little celebration that we can, every little success. Linda and Deja and I were just talking about the fact that for the 4th of July parade, the float that we helped with got first place. So before we leave where we are today, we're going to make sure we take a picture of them holding that trophy so that we, it's another small victory that we can celebrate.
That is awesome. That's cool. So did you do that with another organization or was that just your organization represented?
This is Linda. EarthFest organization, they hold a big event in the local park with all the naturalists and Whole Foods, a lot of health practitioners, and they wanted to have a float in the parade, and they wanted to have everything made out of recycled products. And so our girls were invited to join with them and create the puppets that we walked with, the masks that we had on. So there was it looked kind of like a little Mardi Gras going on. Sometimes it had the flair of the Chinese dragons and things like that. And it was really quite amazing to see and to be a part of.
Cool. Well, I'd love for you to post that picture too in the Purpose Talk Radio Conversations thread later. That would be awesome for our listeners to be able to see that as well. So, Linda, since you have jumped in here, let me do a little bit of your background. Reverend Linda Ledbetter is an ordained minister and counselor through A Course in Miracles. She's an ordained healing minister and counselor with All Light Ministries, certified healing touch for animals therapist, which I find intriguing, and healing touch for people as well as a Reiki master. She spent the majority of her adult life fostering either teenagers and or dogs. Has been married for 38 years, has two adult married sons, six amazing living grandchildren that she says, and one grandchild deceased for 10 years. My condolences to your family on that. They have three dogs and a cat, The kitten, I'm sorry, I must specify the kitten, because I'm sure that is much more energy around the house with the dogs than a grown cat would be. But Linda also enjoys flower gardening, reading, traveling, spending quiet time among trees, which sounds interesting with that nature float that you just did, as well as friends and family, of course. You know, and I know we have a few like-minded people as mutual friends, too, as I saw today when I added you to my Facebook list. And I think I've heard your name over the years, too, from such people as Ginny Stuvey and Patty Pippi and things like that also, which are some of our mutual unity
Absolutely.
Friends.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So welcome, as I said, officially. So I'd like to ask you the same question. What, you know, you've got a couple of different purposes in your life with the ordination and the healing touch and working with the girls. So what has brought you to, at least at this moment, or any of those, to understand that that is your purpose?
Well, let's go back to high school. I ran away from home when I was 14 years old. I lived in a foster home for 4 years, and I was a pretty good girl. That was, 40 years ago? And I ended up getting pregnant, and I took the fall because he was high society and I came from the other side of the tracks. So I gave the baby up for adoption, and I decided, you know, there's got to be a better way. That deep pain, there had to be a better way. Shortly after that, I met my husband, and we started a family, and I just knew that I wanted to be able to help society in some way. I wanted others to know that life didn't have to be this lonely and this tough, and that there was help. And so that's pretty much where it started, taking in foster children. And then when we moved over to the east side of the state, I and my boys were then in junior high and high school, I decided I needed to take a little break and just allow that time for my sons. And it wasn't shortly after that, I ended up starting to foster dogs, which was the highlight because they were absolutely amazing. And I learned along the way that anything you needed to know in life and about yourself and to change situations, you can learn it by observing the plant and animal world. And that's what led me into going into the ministerial aspect of things, that all is connected, and it's easy to shift your gears when you decide to let go and just allow things to be as they are and not fight it.
Okay. So both of you have this teenage pregnancy in your background, and I'm sure you experience that with, that's probably one of the biggest things that put girls at risk. I would think that, and typically we hear about drugs, alcohol, gangs, just hating school, you know. Are there other things that bring the girls to the organization?
Well,
that are
first
using
of all, I really want to clarify something, is what mm-hmm. I have seen is across the board. I don't care if the students are coming from well-to-do families, Christian families, all of them, they all stand a chance of being on drugs and becoming pregnant. It's just the standard way now. It's just part of society. So I just really wanted to kind of make that clear.
Right, right. And I've known exactly some very well-to-do families that, a daughter ends up pregnant, or a Christian family, you know, you got ministers on both, you know, both parents. It doesn't matter, you know.
It
happens. It is, you know, everybody takes on their own life, no matter what kind of family they're a part of. and eventually at some point has to figure out their own personality, their own style, and make their own mistakes. You know, one of the things that I've seen from many quotes, you know, unless you walk in somebody's shoes, don't think that you know what their life is like, because what might be behind closed doors might be totally different of what's on the outside. And at the same time, you know, we all have a path that we have to walk, and we have to find that path. We can't do what our parents have or what other people have, because we're not going to be happy. You know, I've known that in my own life. When I do what somebody else expects me to do, it's not going to work. It doesn't work. So, you know, I can understand that too, like you said, that any family can be involved in this struggle, the challenge. Let's just say a challenge. So thank you for sharing that part of it. Okay, Deja, I'm going to ask you to spell your name because I know I've messed it up already.
Okay, D-A-Y-J-A-H.
Yep. I really did mess that up. So I've got your name spelled correctly in our thing, in our files here, on our conversation thread. So you at this point are getting your education connected through Horizons for Girls, correct?
Correct.
And how long have you been working with the organization?
Over a year and a half. A year and a half, so a little bit over a year.
Okay. And can I ask you first of all, how old you are?
I'm 15 years old.
15, okay. And, you know, like I said, as being a minor, we're not going to identify you any further than that. But what, can I ask you, what brought you to the organization? What, you know, how are you identified as, quote-unquote, at risk? And at the same time, why did you want to be part of this?
I'm in foster care. I've been in foster care my whole life. My mom, the lady I'm living with now, I was with her when I was 9. I got taken away from her because there was a possibility that my parents could get me back. Well, that was a lie. And at the age of 14, I went back with my mom, with the lady, and she's loved me for years and years to come, and years before. They thought that would be the end of my problems. I've went through so many problems in my life. I've been through so much. And they thought that if I'd be back with her, that would be just the end of it. What they didn't understand is she wasn't specialized into dealing with teenage girls. And I was a package deal. I came with luggage. And so she thought it would be a great idea to put me in a girls group. Well, the girls group that she heard of, she was like, oh, that seems nice, but I want to be looking for a little bit more. I want to be more, because the girls group that she heard of, it was more interacting with girls than older women. So she came across Horizons for Girls. She talked to me about it, and I completely shut it down. No, I don't get attached with adults. I had no respect for authority at all, so it was a complete no. She told me to give it a chance. And before I could tell her yes, Shara was already at my door. So I met her, and she told me everything they did, and I wasn't buying it. I was like, I'm not going to like this. I don't understand why I have to go through this. And I met Linda, and I met the rest of the staff, and I was like, you know, this might not be so bad after all, but I'm still keep my guard up because that's all I knew how to do. Through the year I've had many other problems, but I can say Shar and Linda has been there for pretty much everything. I didn't think I would get attached to them. Now I don't want to leave. They got to deal with me every day. I'm always here. I'm always, and I'm excited to see them. Now it's not, instead of my mom saying, you have to go to group, it's mom, I'm going to group today. There's nothing you can tell me. It's an amazing thing. I am still learning. They've helped me with a lot. I didn't get a lot of experiences in my 14 years on Earth, so I didn't have a lot. But being in this group, I've got to do so much stuff that I didn't even think that would be possible. I've got to look deeper inside myself and realize that I am somewhat worthy.
I am worthy to be on this earth, and I am worthy to be a part of everything. And when people ask me what did I wanted to do, I always said I wanted to be an attorney, but I was like, you know, I could be an attorney, but I'm a foster kid. I got problems. I'm probably not going to be an attorney. And Horizons for Girls showed me that just because you come with a background, you're not your background. That's your background. It's not what you have to. You can move forward in life. So that's how it is. And I'm moving forward every day. I'm getting my education. I still have bumpy roads, but at least I have a support system to fall back on. Like, I fall down, I know they'll be right there trying to help me up. And that's the best feeling ever, to have a support system. I recommend it for almost everybody in the world to have a support system. Because you come in this world alone doesn't mean you have to be in it. You can either live life or just exist in it. And I'm tired of just existing. I want to live life, and this is the way to help.
Cool. So what types of things you have in your group? What, you know, what activities are part of that? And that can be for anybody to answer.
I'm stingy, and I didn't like helping other people. I didn't like human beings in general. So when we did a lot of volunteer work, I wasn't really happy on the key on it, but I love doing volunteer work now. We do stuff at the nursing home for Easter. We brought cookies to the nursing home and small dogs for the 4th of July. We did the parade. We did it for like an hour. We were playing on the drums, and my hands were tired, but it was worth it. And there's many more stuff. Like, there's always good stuff to come into volunteering. You meet new people. And it's nice to know that you're giving back, you're doing something. So, yeah.
Other things that we do, this is Shar. Every week we do a program called Cooking Matters. The girls are in the kitchen. They get to try different recipes. The research saying that children, families really need to eat healthier, and that can be done on a budget. So the Cooking Matters is a great program where they're in the kitchen, they're cooking, they're trying new recipes. Another phase of that program will be this fall. We will do field trips to the store, and we'll do some comparison shopping. One of the pieces that we started doing, thanks to Linda, is we have a garden that we planted. We will maintaining it. We will harvest from it, and we'll learn how to can and freeze and everything else from that garden.
This is Linda speaking. So some of the other things that we provide is entertainment. Shar just spilled her soda again.
Direct entertainment. There you go.
Yeah, we love to entertain each other. We started this year retreats. The first one was in January, and we took about nine girls to Eagle River, Wisconsin, to a friend's cottage on the lake, and we had all these wonderful ideas, but it was too cold. And so we spent a lot of time indoors. But that retreat really did help the girls to see that they were not alone. And when they could hear the other girls' stories and then learn how to process and just see the world differently, to see situations differently, huge shifts took place that the following Monday morning, one of the school counselors sent Shar an email, says, "Wow, what did you do?" Because the young lady had gone into the school, into the office, and says, "I want to succeed, and I want to graduate." And she got things started. There was a whole turnaround with that young girl. We've had another retreat in Sussex, Wisconsin, at Treetop Yoga, we had somebody working with the girls to do breath work, some yoga, did some fun energy work where they learned how that they could actually lift a human being off a chair with their two fingers. So that was fun. We have another retreat coming up in the end of the month on the 24th. We were gifted a day out at Tree of Life in Greenbush at a retreat center there, and it's called Heart Matters. So we're going to have somebody come in that is going to teach us Tai Chi and how the energy moves, and we are going to be doing some deep meditations and some walking in the nature and bringing it all together. So these retreats we have found has been absolutely key to bringing about an inner change and a peace. Because at the one retreat in Sussex, after the breath work, one young lady says, "I haven't been happy in 2 years. I'm happy. This is what happy feels like." So that was powerful, really powerful. So this part of our program is really important. What are some of the other things that we do?
I know, but that gives me
chills. We do field trips.
We do field trips. We've gone to Abler Glass, saw how glass ornaments and pictures are made, and vases, and we've gone to an Indian museum. We try to bring in the culture of our area, but also expand in their knowledge of what is in their own backyard.
Okay. So I'm gonna. There's another place that I can think of. Would be another wonderful place, and I'm going to transition this just slightly and then come back into your program. So, Char, we've talked a little bit about our background here, and one of the places that I'm thinking of is Trees for Tomorrow, as you were talking about Eagle River and being up in that area. And I know that in and of itself is a very, I don't even know what word to put on it. I want to say spiritual, but it's not even that. It's just such a peaceful place that still even exists. There's trees that have been planted in memorial of people, and just a fun talking tree, things like that. So I know how much nature just changes people's in and outward attitude on life, as you've been sharing and talking about that. So if you hadn't thought of that place, might be another place to do it.
I wrote it down. I forgot all about it, so definitely we will have to check into that.
Yeah.
The other thing that they've had fun with is even the whole area of art, photography. Some of the girls love to do photography. One of our girls is awesome as an artist. Another one of our girls, Deja, is going to be taking some guitar lessons. So, we're trying to give them opportunities to experience life in a wide, wide range of different ways.
So how are you able to do that? I mean, is this, and how do you work with the school on this? Because obviously they've got a full day of school or a modified day, I suppose, depending upon who the student is. And then you've got time for these other activities and their homework and their family life, what as it may be. How is all of this incorporated?
We work with the girls every day after school. We pick them up from school, go to wherever it is we've got the activity going on. And then we take them back home. During the summer, we work with them midday, and typically during the summer, we try to stick to Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, giving families the opportunity to spend some time together as families. Plus, it gives our volunteer staff a chance to have some of their own personal life, which is kind of hard sometimes.
Because I'm always here.
Was that Daisy that said, because I'm always here?
Yes.
It wasn't Linda that said I'm always here. It's Daisy that says I'm always here. Okay.
We love her. We absolutely love Deja.
She keeps us on
it
our
sounds
toes.
Like it. Good.
We're set up as a 501c3, finally. It took a couple of years, but we did get our letter from the IRS. So now we're able to do fundraising and grant writing in a much bigger arena. In the past, we would do fundraising through letters. We would do, the girls do a lot of craft activities that we sell, but we offer those at a suggested donation, because that way we don't need to have a seller's permit. Rather, we offer items that they can have for a suggested donation. One of the ones I love, because I love to read, is the girls make bookmarks. And Deja can say how much fun that is to take all those cards apart.
No. Yeah.
Oh, yes, and we did, we worked with Deja, and we helped doing Relay for Life at South High School this spring. So, but, yeah, we do a lot of fun, I think, a lot of fun activity.
Mm-hmm. We've gone out to Maywood for the day. It's a local
Environmental park.
So they've been out there a couple of times, so learning how to test the water. They're in the river with their waders on and collecting little samples of bugs here and there.
Leeches
and crayfish.
You go in there barefooted.
Yeah, I do. I go in barefoot. So.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
By the way, I just wanted to explain a little bit about Relay for Life. I went to school, and a kid at our school, I never met him. I met him once, I should say, but I never, like, had I seen him. I never talked to him. They made an announcement that we all needed to go to the auditorium. We went to the auditorium, and they told us that his cancer, he was diagnosed with stage 4 something leukemia cancer, and it was doing fine for years, but he got diagnosed with something else, and it was reacting against the cancer. They weren't the treatment of the cancer; it was reacting, so there was no hope. After hearing that, his mom came and explained the whole story to us, and I can tell you about half of the school was in tears, because it's like, stuff we take for granted, he can't even do because of, and she showed us pictures of him having to get showered, get in mineral showers, which burns off his skin and stuff like that, like really bad stuff. And so I went to Shar because our annual Relay for Life for American Cancer Society was coming up, and I went to her and I said, I want to be a part of this. Knowing me, I don't like being a part of stuff at school, it's not me, but I really wanted to be a part of this, and I did everything. I talked to Shar to come up with ways. I got the mayor to go to the school, and he did a finale for it. Me and my sister raised about over $100, and we also went that night at 6 to 2 in the morning, walking and congratulating people and just thanking just to be alive, because we don't. And it was also great. Shar helped us with a lot. We went to the church and we spent 3 to 1 in the morning baking goodies, just baking, and half of it went to trash. But we spent a lot baking, and we sold a lot, and it was just amazing how Shar helped a lot, like a lot.
actually, did you say that these are, your staff is all volunteer, Char?
That is correct. We are all volunteers.
Wow.
Someday, some of the staff will be paid staff, but right now, everyone does this as a volunteer. We do compensate expenses, but that's about it right now.
Wow. So how many hours? So what do you have for staff, and how many hours do they put in?
Well, that depends on... during the school year, I probably put in about 25 to 30 hours a week, easy, with this organization. The summer months, because I live in the Plymouth area and my girls are anywhere between 10 to 15 miles apart and away from me, and those miles can add up on the gas tank. And also a lot of the Plymouth girls have part-time jobs and going to summer school. So it's kind of eased up a little bit during the summer month. We do have other volunteers that will volunteer, you know, 5 or 6 hours a month, some 20 hours a month. It all depends on your personal choice and availability.
Every volunteer, we do a background check. I interview the volunteer. I do a lot of checking of references. I want to make sure that our students are going to be safe with that volunteer. Once I've done that, they go through a two-hour training with me. And one of our new board members suggested something that we are going to be establishing, where our mentors are actually going to become certified. Once they complete the training and they complete 20 hours out in the field, and Linda and I have watched them interacting with the students, then we will say, okay, they've reached the qualification where they can be certified as a mentor. But the research is saying that mentor, that one-on-one relationship with a mentor, is huge. That's something that is number one for these students.
So you call your staff, all your staff then, well, ultimately after they're certified, are considered mentors. They're not just staff, correct?
Well, we've got a couple of administrative volunteers. We also have a couple of tutors that work specifically with students on a subject matter that they're struggling with. What we found is that we needed to separate the tutor from the mentor. The tutor is more driven to make sure that schoolwork and assignments are completed, and the mentor is really that listening ear for the students that we work with. One of the key things that I talk about a lot is that there is that windshield time. As Linda referred to, she spends a lot of time in the car with students, transporting them, and you'd be amazed at some of the information that students will start to share when they're in the vehicle and you're talking. So that is something that I specifically talk to the mentors about, saying capitalize on that. Pay attention to the conversation in the vehicle. That windshield time is priceless.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, Deja, what causes that time to be more conversational than others? Is it because you don't actually have to look somebody in the face, or is it because it's more casual, or just happens?
Okay, I don't think she understood that question.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, let me ask it.
Okay, where'd you guys go?
Then rather than sitting in a group, what makes that time in the car easier for you to talk?
Because, I don't know, it's just relaxing, like sit there
And anybody can sit in a group and talk about their feelings and totally just be fake. I feel like when I'm in a car and it's 101, I'm actually talking to you, and I know that you're listening even though you're driving. Don't look at me because I'm going to yell, pay attention to the road. But, like, I'm actually talking to you. Like, I always ask, can we go for a car ride if I'm going to talk to you? Because I feel like it's just sacred between me and you, even though it's private. And, like, you're going to talk to other group members about it because they should know, to the other staff, but, like, I don't know, it's just different because it just lets me know that we have one-on-one time better than us just all sitting in a group talking about it. I don't know, I don't feel more attacked much, even though you guys are not, like, attacking me. It's just, like, I don't feel like, I don't know.
It's a safety factor. It's that sense of being peaceful, quiet, the hum of the engine.
Right, right. And that makes sense. That makes a lot of sense. Cool. Okay. All right, so we were talking about mentors and support systems and all of that. I think now would be, you know, again, sure, we met each other and we had those mentors. And I think that some of that background came out of the Business and Professional Women's Organization. You know, for me, when I was part of it, I mean, you were one of my mentors. I watched you go up through the ranks, you know, and thought, man, I might be able to do some of that stuff at some time, you know, before the organization kind of disbanded in Wisconsin, you know. But it was great to have those people who had experienced both life and job and were successful, and, you know, learn about the things, the communication styles, different personality styles, because we had a lot of them that we had with over the years, even within our leadership, you know, and how to interact with people and, you know, suggestions that they had to make. It was mostly business and career successful. I am guessing, you know, from our conversations that some of that you were able to get as you moved up through those ranks and learned different leadership styles, even from that experience, that has helped bring you to the leadership style that you have with Horizons for Girls. Would that be correct, or how did that work for you?
That very much so, and the story I used to tell my other half, when he and I first started living together, I constantly attached myself to him, and I would ask those questions, where are you going, when are you coming back, can I come along? And as I got more involved in BPW, I didn't ask those questions. I was out doing my own thing, and I think of the ladies, especially as I took leadership positions such as being state president, where they would make sure that I knew what I was supposed to talk about, that my makeup was correct, my hair looked correct. I mean, they would dress me. It was incredible the things that I learned from those women as they made sure that I could present myself appropriately to the public. It was incredible. And the one quick story, and I don't know if you were at this convention, I do remember it was in Milwaukee, and I was in leadership. I don't know if I was state president yet. I may have been. And I asked the governor to come and talk, and I asked Senator Cole to come and address the body. And as I introduced Senator Cole, I was talking about BPW and about the fact that I had been on the school board and what I was trying to bring across to the audience was that I had learned a lot of leadership skills. What I said to 200-plus women in the audience was that I had learned leadership screws. And Congressman, he came up and he started laughing, because this is when there was all the political thing about all these sex scandals, and oh my God, how could Shar have said that? And that's the joke for the weekend, where people were passing notes to me in front of the whole group saying, Shar, are those the leadership screws that you're using? But I went with it. I learned to take that and go with it.
I'm sorry, but I'm really trying not to laugh here.
Why? I think it's pretty funny, yeah.
I will never forget that.
Right.
And that's one reason why we love her so much.
My cheeks are very heavy.
But that is reality. You know, we have those slips. We have, you know, whether it be with words or actions or, you know, whatever. And we have to learn how to move forward regardless of what happens. You know, and, you know, that professional organization, you know, your horizons for girls, all of that gives, what I'm hearing is gives women, girls, those tools to go beyond whatever that slip up, whatever that activity that others frown upon, whatever it is, to move forward and keep going with their goals and their plans. You know, so that's...
You know, there's... Yep. When I was fostering, I had a young lady that came to me, and she said, I'm pregnant. And I looked at her and I said, well, it certainly isn't the end of the world. And she broke down into tears and she says, thank you. Because she thought it was the end of the world. And to hear that it's not the end of the world, that our things that we have said or done, the situations that we find ourselves in, it's never the end of the world. It is just the beginning. Because that's where from those experiences, it's what's going to make us the phenomenal people that we are.
Right. Right. So do you also teach the girls how to go into these works? You know, you said that a lot of the girls do work. You know, do you teach them also how to go into these work situations and negotiate their contracts or their pay or those other things that, you know, BPW was a part of working with us? You know, benefits, if that's the case, as they go on, you know, older. You know, most teens don't get benefits, but a few of them do. You know, those kinds of things. Is that part of the mentoring also? Or is that something that you maybe direct them to other resources after they graduate?
That's part of what we can do. I think we do discuss negotiations. We do discuss presenting themselves appropriately. Right now, as I'm looking at Deja, I'm thinking of the time that we went and talked to the mayor. And, you know, I was able to set up the appointment, but then it was Deja's appointment to have the discussion that she had with the mayor. So, you know, I think setting the other one I think of is, it was probably fall when the state Supreme Court justices came to Sheboygan and spent the day here. And I was able to talk to Judge Angela. She's on our advisory committee. And I took Deja with me, and we had lunch with the Supreme Court justices and some of the attorneys. In fact, I think we had three of the justices actually at our table. And so it was the opportunity for a student to learn some of that finesse, some of that technique. I put Deja in some pretty uncomfortable positions where I've said turn on the charm, and she's been able to turn on the charm. So
she totally throws me under the bus, but she knows how to survive.
you know, Deja, I would be very nervous in that kind of situation. I am not, and it's part of why, honestly, I didn't grow up in BPW. I don't have that finesse and that quote-unquote class expectations to build that stuff. I'm pretty much a laid-back kind of person. I love hiding behind my computer and my microphone here. Put me in front and on the stage, not so much. That's part of why my co-writers sing my songs, too, because that is not me. You know, I'd be freaking out in front of those judges and thinking that, you know, someday I might be in front of them, someday I might be working with them, and therefore I have to put on this expectation now because they might remember me. How did you get... You're young. How did you do that?
I don't know. I grew up thinking that, not in that situation, but when you're talking to a higher power like that, they come across a lot of people, and they see a lot of people that's nervous, but you always want to make yourself stand out. You always want to make yourself leave them with a good impression. Sometimes it's hard because, like, if they're talking, you're just like, you're dead wrong. Why are you even talking? But that's not what – who am I to say that they're wrong? But that's not what you want to do. I don't know. I just have this thing where I feel like – I know, now I know by surprise that if we're going to meet someone higher power, I'm just going to be like, well, Deja can tell you this, and I'm just like, what? Like, but I snap right into it, and I just go with the flow, I guess. I mean, it's hard, and especially with the mayor, because what I was asking him to do is take a day off of Mother's Day to come and present something. But the way I went about it, I didn't just out of the blue say, hey, you need to come do this. I asked nicely, and I tried to work it in. You got to smoothly ease in. But I got that from Shara and Linda. Like, you both taught me that if you want something done, you have to be the first voice to do it. And that's what I did.
She's got the natural skill. She really does. It's so much fun watching her this year move with the other adults that are not even in the organization but within other settings. She's a natural, and we are so proud of her for bringing that to the table. It'll take her a long ways in this life.
I know. My mom said I could sell a fan to an Eskimo, whatever that means.
Yeah, basically somebody that doesn't need something, you could still sell it to them. Wow. You know, and that is an amazing skill to have at your age, you know, and I agree. It is going to take you far. And, you know, I hope if somehow this show still exists at that point, you know, that you come back here, you make comments, you come in the, you know, connect with me somehow through Facebook as you get old enough to do it, you know, or through Shara and Linda. And, you know, you make sure that, you know, when you fulfill that purpose, you know, at this age that you want to do, that you come back to this and share it. I'm telling you right now, if I'm still doing this show or I can in any way share that, I want to make sure that you are doing that, that you're able to share that too.
Okay.
So. Well, I don't know. I don't have any other specific questions for you. So, you know, anything that you want to share about your life, how you got into this anymore, what you do outside of this, because I can't, you know, if you're putting 35 to 40 hours into this organization, into Horizons for Girls, you know, you don't have much left for other parts of your life either, like your family and your, you know, like your other part of your profession, your ministry, whatever. You know, how do you balance these things? How do you, Yeah.
Some days are better than others.
Linda will blame me very often. It was Optimist meeting a couple of years ago, and I was doing a presentation, and I cannot even remember what it was I said, but whatever it was, Linda identified with it and said, this is an organization I need to help, and she contacted me. And I watched her working with the animals, and I loved the techniques I was seeing and how she would use that to connect with the girls. So it was a natural for me to say, Linda, you've got to be a part of this. So I guess it is my fault.
It is all her fault.
Can I say something here?
Yes. What I wanted to say was that my mom brought up to me the other day that she's heard about Char and Char. My mom's 51. Oh, don't tell her I said her age. She's going to kill me. But no, she said that Char is one of her role models because she saw the things growing up in Sheboygan. She saw the things that you've made happen. And she's always wanted to do something like that, but she's never really had the courage to. And the one thing that she always wanted to be was a mom, and so she stuck with me forever, but so are you. But she saw that, and it's just, I don't know, I never really believed in achieving something. I don't know, I just wasn't that person, and I just saw that it took one woman's dream to change other people's lifestyles. You see how you started this, and it's growing by the minute. It's getting bigger, and you're actually making an impact on someone. And I never believed in that. I never thought that I can make an impact on somebody, and I never thought that others could. And just seeing it, I just sit back sometimes. I'm just like, wow, this is awesome. Like, going through and looking at the things, putting myself as if I didn't meet you guys, I can honestly say, like, I don't know what would have happened. I probably would have been a juvenile delinquent, just been out of control, and you guys show a lot, and y'all put a lot into this group, and, dude, I don't know if y'all honestly get a thank you as much as y'all deserve, because, you know, sometimes I just don't, but I just wanted to say thank you. I just want to make it known that I am thankful that what you guys do, and I wouldn't want to change it, no place or how, and hopefully when I get older, I can take this business over.
Ooh.
We are grooming a replacement.
Sounds good.
You know, one of the things is that I totally enjoy being in nature, and a lot of the girls I take with me out to the nature, out to play in the hills, play in the trees, to experience outside their city limit. And it's just, so I get a part of that, teaching them how to tell a weed from a plant that you want to grow to have the peas. Yeah. So I'm able to bring what I love to do that brings me so much joy, it is the core of who I am, and bring that to the girls as well, and share that to maybe some of them won't want to get dirty. Others do. I looked at Deja. She doesn't like to get dirty. But there's other girls who just have found so much joy in being in that natural setting, and that's what pulls it all together, is sharing who you are with others, and that builds on the whole program. I cannot be a Char. I cannot be a Char. Char can't be a me, and that's why we work so well together.
Well, and the other, I'm going to put Deja on the spot here again.
Well,
The other thing, I think, I've shared the story with a couple of our volunteers, and I know it's meant a lot to me, and I think it did to Deja, too. And without going into the details, if you'd be willing to share, Deja, the story of the bricks.
Oh, okay. So the story of the bricks, I will go into detail because I feel like the whole story. Like I said before, we're in foster care, me and my sister, and we're getting adopted soon, yeah. And they pretty much told us, because the state pays for almost everything. They pretty much told us that if we get adopted, all our finances get cut off from the state. And when I heard that, I broke into tears because my mom has four other girls, and
we all want to be something. We either want to be a doctor, a lawyer. We all want to do something. And telling me I wanted to be a lawyer for I don't know how long, telling me that might not be a person. Like, I'm working hard in school. So by them telling me that me being a lawyer, there might be some, I don't know, I might not be able to pay for college fully, that tore me a lot. And I don't know, I had a social worker that was with me for 6 years, and she just left because I'm guessing she was just tired of the way the state works. So, and my mom thinks it's unfair, too. We all think it's unfair because we get paid. They pay Shar, too. They pay Shar for spending time with me and everything, and it just, it's let me know that they're just pretty much taking a lot of stuff away from me, that and some stuff that I didn't even get to see yet. So, I don't know, it got really hard. So immediately I called Shar panicking, because I always call you when I'm panicking. You or Liz. And a building of ours got broken. A building of ours got knocked down a couple of years, this year, and it had Cream City bricks on it. And I wanted them. I just fell in love with them, and I kept them in Shar's car because I had to explain to Mom how I got them, and she's probably going to say they're just crap and throw them away. So I kept them in Shar's car to keep them safe, and I told her. I looked at her, and I told her, I said, if the state takes away our money, I won't be able to come to group anymore. And she looked at me, and she said, I don't know if you know this, but I'm not going anywhere anytime soon. So, and she said, I said, where are we going? And she said, we're going to the chamber office, and you're going to grab a brick, and I'm going to grab a brick, and we're going to write each other a message on it. And that's just going to let us know that things can be done. We'll find scholarships and stuff like that to help you. And her message to me was, just like the bricks built something, Shar and Deja will build the future together. My message was quite simple. It was, we are fighters. Dum 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 dum. But, and I put that in my room, and I've had a couple of people notice it, and they would like for me to explain how I got it and why does the message say that, and I explained it to them. And it's a reminder. Every day I get up, I look at it, and it's a reminder that there's things that can be done and there's things that will be done no matter what. And like I said before, I have a support system, and it's awesome knowing, waking up and seeing that you have a support system right there. Like, that brick just lets everything know that's going to be better. I still worry about it because, I mean, who's not going to worry about it? That's like playing with my future, but at the end of the day, I don't know. I just thought it was an awesome thing. Thanks for putting me on the spot again.
We do have quite a few young ladies that we don't get any financial support, but we work with them anyway because we see there's value in each and every young woman, every young man. There's value in everybody, and Shar and I are not going to turn our backs on anybody just because there's no funding. We will do what we need to do because that life has value.
So how many girls and how many staff do you have currently?
We have 7 girls in Sheboygan. We have 7 girls in Plymouth. We have 2 pending intakes. For Plymouth, actually make that 3 based on our meeting coming up this weekend. And then I have 3 students that I work with via social media. And I actually have 1 pending intake for Sheboygan also. And the volunteers, we have a total of 13 trained mentors, and probably another 2 to 3 tutors that are at our disposal to help students as needed for their various subjects.
Well.
The mentors, their schedule can vary. The only thing I require each mentor to do is to make a consistent schedule so that the girls know that on every other Wednesday, Sarah is going to be with us. During the school year, every other Thursday, the dean of the local UW Sheboygan is one of our mentors, and she is with us. So it needs to be a consistent schedule because the girls need to know that they can depend on that mentor to be there.
You know, as I'm sure you are continuing to expand, even as you're speaking, you know, to listen to Deja and the stories, and you're right, young lady, you are an oracle. No doubt about it. you know, send her to, yeah, if you don't know that, there's a dictionary in front of you, I'm sure. you know, that's what somebody did to me once. They said, you're perseverant. And I said, what's that? And she says, go look it up. So, you know, I hope that, you know, you continue to be a spokesperson for this organization, for Horizons for Girls, for getting other mentors and girls involved as they're needed, you know, and that as funding is needed, too, that, you know, hopefully it sounds like, you know, maybe some of your girls would could be a very good part in helping you write some of those grants, you know, what to say as to what's important to them and how they, you know, see the organization too. Because, yes, you built it and you've been, you know, it is your dream, but they're the ones that live it, you know. So I hope they can continue to be a part of even building it because it sounds like they already are, if any of them, if the rest of them are like Deja is.
Oh, there's quite a few, like, well, there's only one Deja, but
right.
We have quite a few girls that when they step into their own personality, their own strength, oh, my word, they are amazing, absolutely amazing young women. And I know we're going to be able to say, I knew her when,
because mm-hmm.
they're going to succeed.
I know, it's really awesome being with the girls because, like I said, I have four other sisters. Coming into the group, I'm like, oh, I got to work with more girls. But honestly, I don't know, it's awesome, like, just sitting down, having different perspectives, like, just knowing that you're kind of alike. Like, when I went on that retreat with Linda and we were all talking about our backgrounds, I kind of had this mindset of, I really don't want to hear nobody else's sob story. I really don't care what anybody else is going through because I'm going through stuff too. But at the end, I realized that life don't revolve around me, and just because my world stopped doesn't mean everybody else's do. So if they can get through what they're going to do, I can get to it too. So it was nice bonding.
Well.
Very nice.
So are your sisters involved in this too, Deja?
No. No, they're not as cool as me. No. But they're older than me. They're like 17 and stuff, and they, I don't know, a lot of them work. I'm currently not employed, so a lot of them work, and then they're in other stuff like gymnastics, and they all have their own thing. We all have our own thing in the house, and Horizons is my quiet place.
Okay.
It's my escape route. So it's my home away from home.
Okay. And is each girl assigned a mentor, or do they pick their mentors, or how does that work?
What we do is when we're together as a group, but Linda and I watch the interaction between the mentors and the students. And we've been able to start to identify certain students that are connecting with a certain mentor, and then we encourage that connection. Even though what we do as a group, they still need to know that there's that person they can pick up the phone and talk to if they want to, that person that they say, you're the person I want to ride home with, so mm-hmm. they're in the vehicle and talking. We work together as a group, but then we identify mentors that can connect individually with a student.
Oh, so that's why I'm stuck with you two.
I think so.
Oh, you let the secret out.
The other thing in Plymouth, we are really in need of mentors in the Plymouth area, because there are six girls there, and as Char said, we've got, what, two or three pending? And there's only me. I need help. There is no way I can possibly be a mentor to six, seven, eight, nine girls and do it well. So we are looking for more mentors. But I do the best I can with the girls that I have. And they, all of them, are so amazing. I really want to get to know each and every one of them at a deeper level, because, it's the artistic abilities the girls I have in Plymouth is just, it's mind-blowing. So, if we can get the word out there in that Plymouth area, come join us and see how these girls can rock your world. It's amazing.
Well, I'm going to put out again, if anyone wants to talk to these ladies, please call in, Skype in, whatever, the phone number being 347-205-9074, again, 347-205-9074. I will invite you, Char, to link this interview to your website if you'd like. You're more than welcome to do that.
Definitely.
And if anybody wants to get involved, I guess now would be a real good time to say, how do they contact either of you?
Okay. To contact Horizons, they can call 920-254-1584. They can email info@horizons4girls.com. So it's info@horizonsforgirls.com. They can, if they want to register to volunteer, they can go to the Sheboygan County Volunteer Center website. We are one of the agencies listed there, and there's a simple application that they fill out, and then I get that, and I will follow up with each volunteer. But the quickest way is to pick up the phone and call.
Okay, you had said that you work with a couple of girls via social media. Can someone from outside of Sheboygan area do some volunteer on that level?
Again, I would still require a in-depth background check. One of our mentors came to Wisconsin from out of state, and it took us 2 months before we felt comfortable with the background research that we were doing, that we would give her access to working with the girls. The safety of the girls is our number one priority.
Okay. But if someone, I'm thinking people that are outside of the Sheboygan area, is there any way that they can get involved with you?
Sure. They can, again, one of the girls who graduated this June and is actually leaving in a few weeks to go into AmeriCorps, I did connect her via social media with a reporter from the Washington, D.C. area, because writing is one of the things she wants to do. So they spent some time on social media conversing about writing.
Okay, cool. One of the things we did not touch on, and you kind of just briefly did it, you connect people in the profession where the girls are interested and give them opportunities to get to know about a little more about that profession? I mean, you talked a little bit about what the judge is with Deja also. What do you do with that kind of program?
Part of it? We ask each girl, what is your dream job? What do you see yourself doing 10 years, 15 years from now? What do you want to do? What Deja said to me was she wanted to be an attorney because she wanted to go into the courtroom and win the argument. As you can tell, Deja's a very good speaker. So I was able to talk to a local attorney, and Deja spent the day with that attorney.
In the courthouse, getting
to talk to some of the judges, to the DA's office. One of our other students wants to be an artist, and she's graduated now, but she has done total probably about 5 full days of job shadowing over the time she was with us. And she job shadowed an art therapist. And that helped her decide that that's part of what she wants to do. She wants to help others. So she wants to get into that social services therapy venue, but she also loves using art to do that. So she's been able to look at colleges. She's been able to look at required courses. She's the young lady I mentioned that will be leaving in late August and going into AmeriCorps for 2 years. And we're really proud of that accomplishment.
Yeah, that's not an easy thing to get into either, the AmeriCorps. I know there's a pretty heavy screening process on that as well.
If you were a neighbor of hers when she got the notification, you probably could hear the screaming of excitement from her house. She was that excited that she was accepted.
That is nice.
But she worked with me for 2.5 years. She was probably within the first couple of students I started working with, and she was on a track to not completing high school. And I was able to help her accomplish that Beckrad and ice cream social for her family after the graduation ceremony to help her celebrate the accomplishment.
Which I threw.
manager of that event.
Oh, Deja. You will be.
Now you understand why we love her so much.
Yep. Constantly there. How do you get your schoolwork done, girl?
Oh,
or
briefly.
Or the other day on your case that you got to do your homework once in a while, too.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, one of the things we do with the girls when we first start working with them is we do a goal sheet with each of the girls. Each girl identifies 2 goals that they want to accomplish in school, 2 goals in their family life, and 2 goals in their personal life. And those goals can be anything they would like. They come up with a plan. What are the resources they need to have? They then are given points. They earn points for accomplishing those goals. They earn points for helping with fundraising. They earn points for just about everything. They earn points when they were in the parade the other day.
We did?
Yes, you did. And
they get points for going out and pulling weeds.
And then they're able to cash in those points for different rewards. Many of the rewards are donated. Sometimes we purchase the rewards at a discount. One of the favorite rewards for Deja is getting her nails done.
Speaking of that.
Somebody's looking to cash in some points.
More nails.
She wanted those points from the parade just enough to get you there, right?
I got a Kinsey to go to. These nails are ugly.
The other thing about Deja is she has an amazing sense of fashion and art design in her clothing. Where you and I take a T-shirt, we go, it's just a T-shirt. She takes it, and she can turn it into something amazing like a skirt. And we look, and she does it with such skill and style, we just can't believe that was a T-shirt. It's absolutely incredible what this girl can do with fabric.
You know, this just shows
that's another skill she has.
Well, you know, it just shows that stereotypes of at risk mean absolutely nothing. You know,
absolutely,
they're at risk of what? You know, causing trouble, not graduating. I think it's more like they're at risk of doing better than anybody expected them to do, and people aren't sure how to handle that sometimes. And that's what I'm hearing. You know, you're trying to do with the girls is have them set their expectations higher than they themselves and society might expect of them and allow them to achieve those and show the world that that word at risk means nothing. You know, it's just, it's like when I lost my eyesight. It's just a characteristic. It's just there. You know, I'm going to say something, you know, when Char had her illness, you know, it was a characteristic. You know, it was just there. And I am, you know, thrilled to hear about your organization and to have learned more about it, you know, through this interview. So thank you for what you are doing. Thank you for putting, you know, this positive spin during Positive News Month into the world and sharing what can happen when somebody believes in somebody else and helps them move forward. So,
thank you, Cindy, for giving us the opportunity to tell our story. That's always appreciated.
Yeah, thank you.
It's so amazing that when you are able to share the passion, the joy, the successes, even in the midst of some of some difficult situations that we have had to one foot in front of the other to get through, that on the other side, you look back and you're going, wow, that was worth it. To be able to share that with the listening audience to say, no matter where they're at, there's always tomorrow, and today is not the end of the world. We can do more than what we think we can.
Yeah. You know, I think that I like leaving our audience with an affirmation, and I think that's exactly what it needs to be, that I am more than I or anyone else thinks I am. And if I can dream it, we use a cliche, if I can dream it, I can achieve it. So it's I am more than I or anyone else can expect me to be, and if I can dream it, I can achieve it. Or I am achieving it. Let's make it more affirmative. So.
And also with that, I am the great I am.
Ah, yes. Okay, anything else any of you would like to share or wrap up with? Did I miss anything?
Quite well.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, well, we have one thing we would like to share. Last fall, was it last fall or last Christmas, we had Gizmo.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Gizmo.
Gizmo, a therapy dog, flew all the way out from
Hartford, Connecticut.
And came with us to the library. Let me have Char share about Gizmo.
Social media is unbelievable. Gizmo is a little dog that weighs a whole 3.5 pounds. He's a therapy dog in Hartford, Connecticut. His owner, Jen, takes him. He's been trained as a therapy dog. and he spends time at nursing homes, veterans homes, at the library with students reading. And on Facebook, both Jan, the owner, and I share positive messages back and forth. Horizons was doing a fundraiser to raise money for cookies to take to the nursing home. And Jan sent me a message, and she said, Char, what would it cost if I wanted to pay for the cookies to do the nursing home? So I did some quick math, came up with a figure, sent her a message back, gave her a dollar amount, and she came back and she said, well, what if Gizmo and I flew over to Sheboygan, Wisconsin and went with you to deliver the cookies? And lo and behold, Gizmo and Jen flew to Sheboygan, Wisconsin. They spent a day and a half with us. We went to the library, and the kids got to meet Gizmo and read to Gizmo. We had lunch together with Gizmo. Then we spent almost 4 hours at the nursing home, going from room to room delivering Christmas cookies. And if you look at our website and you look at photos and videos, there's a short little video that you can watch of the pictures. It's a slideshow of what we did that weekend. And I will advise you to make sure you have a box of Kleenex close by as you watch that video.
Well, I'm going to tell you, I needed a Kleenex throughout most of this show today, so I can just imagine what's going to happen if I go look at that. So, anything else? Deja, what would you like
yes.
to tell us?
Life lesson is that no matter what you go through, you can always come out. Some of us are diamonds in rough, and someone will find us and make us shine, and that's what we're doing here.
Nice. Anything else, please?
I'm hungry.
You're hungry, huh? Oh, you must be promised dinner after this. Uh-huh, okay.
You know her so well.
I learned that real quick. Uh-huh. Teenagers, that's all you got to say, food. They'll do
that's
anything,
right.
though. She's frying the dinner. No, I bet she'd probably have done it anyway. So that is just cool. That is cool. All right, one more time, Cher, how do people contact you?
They can give me a call at 920-254-1584. They can email me at info@horizons4girls.com.
I'm sorry, give me the phone number one more time.
920?
Yep.
254-1584.
Thank you. My fingers were on the wrong keys. So, all right. Great. Well, thank you, ladies. I appreciate you being part of the show today and sharing your stories. Please do feel free to come over to Purpose Talk Radio Conversations. There is a thread there. I didn't put a lot into it because I think anybody that, picks up part of that thread really needs to hear the emotion and the power behind your words, not just listen to or look at the words I might type. And that's probably how I will end that over there. But please feel free to put anything I might have missed in there that you'd like shared. Deja, if you want to put something in there through them, either of them, please feel free to do that. Again, so we don't necessarily identify you specifically. They're welcome to, put your words in there for you if you'd like.
Okay.
Or share anything else. So thank you, ladies. I appreciate your being a part of the show and sharing your good news, your positive energy, and your successes with us today.
Thank you.
I'll put you back on hold if you want to listen to the rest of the show. There's not too much more to it. Otherwise, Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Mm-hmm. Thanks. Okay. We were listening to folks from Horizons for Girls, the CEO and founder, Shara Papniak, one of the coordinators, Linda Ledbetter, and one of the girls who is a part of the program, Deja, today. And they were awesome in sharing the successes of this program. As I'd said toward the end of this, you know, girls at risk, boys at risk, those that come out of families that, you know, they just struggle. And I think teens in general struggle in this society right now. It's a rough, rough world, you know. And whether it is a pregnancy, a hating school, a bullying, a parents who are unavailable, just, you know, any of that can cause someone to feel down on themselves and to think they can't make it in this world, you know, and then they end up in drugs and alcohol. They end up trying to find love in all the wrong places. They end up hanging out in gangs or just plain giving up on life. And I am so grateful to hear that an organization such as Horizons for Girls is out there. I know there are many others. There are the Boys and Girls Clubs. There are, I can't even name them all right now, you know, and other places that do help people find their dream and find a reason and a purpose for life again. And if you are one of those teens, please, please reach out to them. Find an organization. Find some people that you can use as a support system. Like Deja said, there is nothing more important than that. If she didn't have that support system, she'd be gone. She'd be out in the streets maybe. She'd be, you know, doing other things that were not toward her goal of becoming an attorney. If you are an adult that feels drawn to helping teens find their life again, or to help them by being a mentor and a role model to them, find an organization that you can be part of. If you're near Sheboygan, Horizons for Girls is a great opportunity for you if you are a female. I think there's a couple things in Appleton if you're in other parts of Wisconsin, and I can hook you up with that. I have other people in other parts of the world that are part, you know, different organizations that if you can't find someone and some organization that you'd like to be a part of, please, please email me at cindy@purposetalkradio.com and I'd be happy to connect you. There is a place for you, whether you're a teen or whether you're an adult, and know that your purpose is to work together. There is a place for you, and know that that opening just has to be, you know, those connections need to be made. Like I, you know, Sharon and I said, you know, for us it was business and professional women that helped us, you know, in our professional development and having mentors at that level. For Linda, you know, she said she had the support system, and Char both said it, you know, they had the support system as teenage parents or potentially teenage parents when they got pregnant, and had people that were supporting them as well. So I thank you for being a part of the show today. If you'd like to, if you have a product or service that you think would help people to create their mission and their purpose, please make sure to get a hold of me as well. I do accept sponsors for the show. The website is purposetalkradio.com. We air every Monday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time, and 8 p.m. in the U.K. You know, we look for other people that are living their purpose to be guests on this show as well. If you are someone in that position or know someone, please get a hold of me as well so that we can put you on the air and let you share your story. Other than that, you know, next week, I am not entirely sure of our guest. I do have someone scheduled, but there may be a reason that they may cancel yet. So I won't announce that guest just at the moment, just in case that does happen. But if I'm hoping that he does not cancel because, man, he's got some powerful credentials and a powerful story that, you know, you'll want to hear, definitely, for sure. Let's see. Up the road, we have, I have guests scheduled through the end of July, and in actually into August, and then also over Labor Day weekend. So we do have a couple of openings coming up, as I'm going back to school in the fall. The schedule for the show might change, but at this point, we are set for Mondays. I'm also looking for some co-hosts during the week. You know, if you'd like to put a show out that is positive and family-oriented, please feel free to get a hold of me for that as well, because we would like to do some other shows during the week. But it's just a little bit more than I'm ready to do at the moment. So, let's see. Again, I'd like to talk just a moment about Positive News Month, which is July, where we are trying to change and redefine the definition of news so that news media and yourself are involved in sharing positive news stories, positive events, positive things that are happening around you, even in and among the trauma, the drama, the things that might not seem so good at the time. You know, there are some positive things that can come out of it. People helping other people, entire communities drawing together and doing things that they might not have ever done otherwise. Those are all out there. So please share your positive stories over on my other website, which is positivenewsday.com. And share your links to any media that might have positive segments, positive parts to them, whether it be broadcast or print, you know, magazine, newspaper, TV, radio, whatever it might be. Please feel free to share those links. And or if you're a writer and want, you know, see something happening, please feel free to come into the web, the WordPress site, and share those stories as well. So I thank you all for being a part of the show. Again, our website is PurposeTalkRadio.com. I am Cindy Freeman. Other ways that you can get involved with me, I am on Facebook and have a couple of pages myself as a Facebook coach and consultant, as a writer, proofreader, editor, as Positive News Day. All those are available to you, and you can reach me through any of them, or if you'd like my other services, you know, please contact me for those as well. And for now, I'm going to wish you all soul blessings. I'm sorry, one more thing. Our theme song is I Am Who I Am. It is by the group True Trinity, Jillian Clark, Rachel Martinez, and myself. I'm going to play that song as well as the Positive News Day theme song, which is sung by Jillian Clark. And you can find the, you will be able to find that song soon on the website positivenewsday.com as well. So I thank you all, and I wish you all soul blessings.
This is breaking news just in. The change has finally come. You can hear the voices on the corner shouting, positive news is here today. Positive news every day for the rest of our lives.
I feel a change is coming. We'll be the change that's coming. Let's change perspective and be effective. We'll impact the world one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel the change is coming. We are the change that's coming. We'll find the positive, replace the negative. We'll see the ripples affect the world one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel a change is coming. We are the change that's coming. One person at a time, our thoughts will align. We'll see the universe flow, one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel a change is coming. I feel a change is coming. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. We'll be the change that's coming. We'll see the change that's coming. We are the change that's coming. I am me, I am who I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me, I am who I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.